From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Okay, how about a great new miniseries, a new film, and apparently the weirdest television series title ever? What am I talking about? All things television and theater related, because it is time for What to Watch with our very own resident movie critic and, of course, Morning Edition host, George Prentice. George, I love when we get to talk about this stuff.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for the invite. I love it, too.
Okay. So I am always up for good TV. Like, I love a good miniseries. So you have one that you say is what? One of the best that's come out in quite some time.
I honestly think, you know, in an age where we so indiscriminately invoke the gold standard, we may well be in a platinum age for television. There's a lot of really good TV. Now, there's a lot of junk.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to trumpet one of the best small screen offerings that I've seen in a very long time. It's called A Small Light. And truth be told, my expectations were pretty modest when I had an opportunity to see the first two episodes of this. They were screened at the Sun Valley Film Festival. The producers came in and tested it with an audience there. It's a limited series. It begins this coming Monday, May 1st. Get this, on no less than three platforms. It will be on Disney Plus, it will be on Hulu, and it will be on Nat Geo. That's how much they think about this, and I think they're absolutely right. So the production filmed on location in Amsterdam and Prague. I think it's as beautiful as an epic, but it's a star maker. A young actress by the name of Belle Pauly plays Meep Beast, and her performance jumps from the screen. I think her performance is as good as Anya Taylor-Joy, who walked away with the Queen's Gambit. So Boiseans will have a bit of an advantage here because they may know Meep Geese and her extraordinary story. As a young woman, she helped hide the Anne Frank family in Nazi-occupied Amsterdam. And Meep Beast was the one who found Anne Frank's diary years later and preserved it so that she could later share it with the world. In 1996, she was 87 years old, and she came to Boise to plant a tree at what would become the only Anne Frank Memorial in the United States. So she's this young woman in her 20s. The thing that caught me off guard, Gemma, was it's romantic. She falls in love with this young man. It's kind of funny because she's in her 20s. But in the background, the Nazis are beginning to occupy Amsterdam. And she was the secretary to Otto Frank, portrayed by Liev Schreiber, of all people. Great performance.
Wow.
And he says, you have to think about this. And she says, no, I don't. I'll hide you. It's like, what? And we're just going to do this. It is a spectacular. I cannot say enough about this series. It is so good. It caught me off guard, number one, at how well-written, how beautiful it is, and the fact that it is through this lens of this young woman who is the real hero. So here's just a piece of the trailer. And again, the new series is called Small Light.
I hear they're cracking down on the Jews. That must be scary.
We have to hide our allegiances, or else we're not going to make it.
Meep, what I'm asking you to do is dangerous. If you get caught, you could get arrested, or even worse. I need your help hiding my family. You need to take your time to think it through.
No, I don't. What do I do?
Can I help you?
Tell me where I can find Otto Frank.
So you're going to tell me?
He's my boss and my friend. What would you have me do when Mr. Frank asked? Say no!
Ask me!
I didn't think I had to consult you before deciding to save a person's life. Turn darkness into
life. People have lost everything, and still they resist. And I have to resist too.
We're going to start a fire.
I need to remember that things were good so I can believe that they'll be good when this is over.
We have to choose when we fight them. We don't let them choose for us.
My only job is to protect my family.
Did you hear that? The Queen wants my diary.
And I can't wait to see it.
Dude, get down!
Have your heads.
We can't save everyone.
But if I don't try, I don't think I'll be able to live with myself. Turn darkness into...
It is called A Small Light. It is big. It's beautiful. And because it is through the eyes of a young woman, I think that young audiences will absolutely be drawn to this. I just give it a try. Check out the first episode. It will drop this coming Monday. You will be hooked. I was never expecting another story about the Anne Frank Odyssey, if you will, mm-hmm. To just grab me as much as this did. It's fabulous. And the fact that it's going to be on Disney and Hulu and Nat Geo all at once, it'll be tough not to see it.
You know, George, what's interesting to me, too, is that how appropriate for, I think, the climate and culture that we live in right now.
Absolutely.
To retell this story, but I think through the eyes of the upstander, right? And So I will definitely make sure not only that I watch it, but that we watch it, you know, with our kids.
Absolutely. I think the kids will love it. I really do, because she is so relatable.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you, George, just that little clip you just shared with us, mm-hmm. it's powerful.
It really is. And again, it's done so very, very well. And let me just mention this young woman's name again. Let's see. It is Belle Powley. Belle Powley. We remember okay. that name. She's going to be a big, big star after this.
Wow. So it'll be great to see. I mean, and as you said, I mean, comparing her to the actress from The Queen's Gambit. Holy cow.
Yeah, definitely a breakout. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So that starts streaming Monday. Now, there's a film you want us to know about.
I do. Here's a good reason to go to the cinema. I wasn't expecting this one to be as lovely as it is as well. It's called Somewhere in Queens, and it stars Ray Romano and Laurie Metcalf, and they play Leo and Angela. They live in a simple blue-collar life in Queens, surrounded by their big, overbearing Italian-American family. Their son is a really soft-spoken young man. His nickname is Sticks. He finds some success on his high school basketball team and a chance at a life beyond what their tradition usually expects. Most of the people in that neighborhood just don't go to college. They just do what their parents did. So this is a scene outside of a high school basketball game one evening when a college scout approaches the family.
Yeah, hey, your kid, he had a good game, 22 points.
Yeah, 22 points.
I mean, that's more than some teams get against North Jersey. Where's he going to college?
Oh, well, no, he's coming to work for us, a family business, construction.
Wait, you're telling me he's not going anywhere with a game like that? Look, with all due respect, and this is none of my business.
That's right, it's not.
Well, actually, it's exactly my business. I'm a talent evaluator.
Well, Sticks, he goes for it, and Sticks also falls in love with a firecracker. Her name is Danny. And Gemma, I'm going to guess you've known more than a few big Italian-American families, right?
Just a couple.
Okay. The tradition of Sunday dinner, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a ritual, and and when you invite the girlfriend or the boyfriend to that, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. But Danny, she holds her own.
So, Danny, you graduate high school next month, too, right?
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, then college.
Oh, God, no. A lot of things I want to do. I'm going to drive cross country.
For what?
How am I going to change the world if I don't see it all first?
What do your mother and father say about that?
They're full of it. They want me to go to some Ivy League school so they can brag about it to their friends. It's all about them. My dad says he'll pay for school and nothing else, which is stupid because I would end up partying with a bunch of idiots who don't know what they want to do yet either. Any more meatballs?
Oh, I make us some more.
Oh, no, no, no. I, please.
Too late.
No, 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 no. No,
no, you're good. You're good.
No, really, I have enough.
No, you're getting more meatballs.
No problem.
Everybody's getting more meatballs.
Yes,
the neighbors are getting meatballs. Everybody.
Everybody gets meatballs. Now, you think you know where this story is heading. It actually does take a turn. That's why I really, really love this film. Written and directed by Ray Romano. Right?
Wow.
Who would have guessed that? Everybody loves Raymond, right? So it's called Somewhere in Queens. It's playing at the Flicks. It's a little gem, but aren't we all looking for that little gem?
Okay, and I have to say, first off, anything basketball related, my kids would totally be into. But secondly, I think Laurie Metcalf is a phenomenal actress, and I think sometimes people forget that about her. Because they think of her in Roseanne.
Absolutely. You know, she, as a matter of fact, she's about to open on Broadway in another drama. She's won the Tony. In the theater circle, she is known as one of the finest actresses that we have. But you're right. You know, on The Conners and Roseanne and in this, she's a bit of a chameleon. She was the, one of the greatest things about Lady Bird. So, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
Laurie Metcalf, totally agree.
So it's playing at the Flicks now.
It is, yeah. Definitely run to see this one. It's a movie you have to find. It will not find you.
Okay, good to know. All right. Okay, as I said when I was introducing you, George, you say that this could possibly be the weirdest title for a television series ever?
It has to be. So there is a book, a best-selling book in Europe, titled, and this is the title of the book, and it's nonfiction, it's an actual guide, and the title of the book is The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning.
What? Oh.
The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. Well, it turns out in Scandinavian culture, it's a bit of a phenomenon of getting your affairs in order before time goes by. But it's not when you're approaching death, it's now. So it's getting rid of the junk in your life. And so we think of shows like Hoarders and things like that. Well, that's what they have done. And Amy Poehler, of all people, has bought the rights to this book and has created a new series for Peacock. And across 8 episodes, there are 3 Scandinavian experts who come into 8 Americans' lives. This is all real, by the way. And they kind of help them through that journey. And it is called A Swedish Death Cleaning, and I think a lot of people are going to want to talk about this. Here's a sample.
Going through death cleaning has helped me become a fuller person.
Life-changing.
Thank you.
Look at the screen. They have landed. Oh.
This is not a show about death. It's about life.
We say that death cleaning is for life.
Yes.
So it's about here and now.
I guess we do have a legacy. Maybe everyone does, really.
I knew that you guys were going to declutter my house. I didn't know you were going to declutter my soul.
The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning drops on Peacock next week, streaming. I love it. I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to talk about Swedish death cleaning, and it is life-affirming. It's positive. I love this series, Swedish Death Cleaning. Who would have guessed?
Okay, so I have to let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
I am one of these people that would get rid of everything.
You're going to love this thing.
I mean, to the point that like the outfits that I brought my kids home from the hospital in.
Oh, wow.
First off, why save them? They're not going to ever use them again. And my husband and my friends were like, "What do you mean? No, you have to save that. Like, you have to save that." And I'm like, "Why? Like, what's the point?" And they're like, "It's sentimental. Is this so?" I mean, I've saved it, and I literally have. I have boxes in my garage that are up on a shelf, and they are literally labeled with every single thing in them. But it's stuff that I'm supposed to hold on to.
Out.
Right?
Out.
So, yeah. So I've got like both family Bibles, right? And I know some listeners are going to be really upset with this to think that I would want to throw them out, but I'm kind of like, I literally, George, they're not just in the box and labeled. It has everything in there. And I'm like, don't open until I die. Like, because I don't need anything in it.
Well, unless you love it. And by the way, it turns out that Swedes are not only so charming, they're so direct. And this trio that comes into people's homes, they tell them the truth to their face. And yet you think that they're saying, I love you. I love this. And Amy Poehler narrates. Amy Poehler, of all people, narrates this. So
you've
got to catch this. I love this thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to totally watch that because it's funny because I keep everything. I mean, I want to get rid of everything. And my husband would literally hold on to every little morsel of everything if I let him. So it's quite a relationship to be in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You have a guilty pleasure on TV, George. I'm assuming it's not The Real Housewives.
It's not. I'm so glad you mentioned Lori Metcalf because one of my guilty pleasures is The Conners on ABC, which is so much better than Roseanne. And as you know, Roseanne Barr flamed out, her career flamed out, and they took her off the show. But The Conners remain, and the show's only gotten better. And week in, week out, I think it has some of the best comic writing because it's so relatable. Here is one of my favorite scenes of the year, the wonderful Sarah Gilbert, who practically grew up as a child actor on Roseanne, but now she's a mom, and here she is with her son, who can't find the funds to go on to college, and one day he comes home from work, and this happens.
Hey.
Hey, how was work?
Not great. I had to chase a guy who was shoplifting macaroons. He ran into traffic, and I thought, enjoy your cookies.
Would your day be better if I told you you were going to Stephen A. Douglas University basically for free?
Are you kidding me? How'd you do that?
They offered me a job there, and they give employees a huge tuition break.
Oh, that's unbelievable. What are you doing there?
I'm going to be a lunch lady.
Mom.
Don't bother. Everybody's tried.
Come on. I'm never going to feel right letting you do that.
Look, Mark, I have never been able to give you the things that you deserve. And I've watched you lower your expectations year after year. I mean, do you know how much it broke my heart to get a Christmas list from you that said socks, but only if they're on sale? For once, I have the chance to give you something that you've worked so hard for. So let me, okay?
You're going to be miserable.
Oh, I'm not going to be miserable alone. I mean, you are going to be working your ass off at Whole Foods, and you're going to be fighting to stay on the dean's list. And when you're in line in the cafeteria, you are going to call me mom because everybody's going to damn well know how much I'm sacrificing for you.
It's okay. I'll just call the other lunch lady's mom, too.
It was maybe my favorite scene of the year. The Conners is wrapping up its current season this week. You can catch up on all the new episodes. If you haven't caught up with The Conners, it is lovely because I love a good cry through a laugh, right? Mm-hmm. And when she starts talking about sacrifice, it's like, oh my gosh, we're right there. We are right there. And I'm always in search of something that I can plug into, right, that we can relate to. And life is not a sitcom. Life, we don't solve things in 22 minutes. I'm getting choked up right now just thinking about it. But that's why I really love The Conners. So, and it is writing like that and performances like that, including, like you said, the amazing Lori Metcalf. So that's my guilty pleasure.
I have to say, George, I mean, I was never a Roseanne fan. I didn't like it. And so I've never given The Conners a chance because
it's smarter. It's funnier. It's what the show probably could have been all along.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll give it a shot. And I will tell you that scene, you'll call me mom.
Oh, you'll call me mom.
I would do that. I would do that to my children in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. I would, and I love that because everyone's going to know what I'm sacrificing. That's every mom's wish is that people would understand that. George, it's always just such a pleasure. Oh my gosh. Now I've been searching for things to watch and now I've got it. So always lovely to have you with us.
I love the invite and can't wait to come back.
We've been talking with our very own resident movie critic, George Prentice, who spends his spare time hosting Morning Edition every weekday morning about what to watch this weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast and its latest series, Taking Cover.